When voters head to the polls next year, they could be faced with questions on oil taxes, the minimum wage, and the use of recreational marijuana. But one thing that won't be on the ballot is a referendum on a controversial bill concerning cruise ship waste. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez explains why.
Now that it's summer, cruise ships carrying thousands of passengers loom over Juneau's waterfront. Just a few months before, the showers, the sinks, and yes, the toilets aboard these massive vessels were a top concern for lawmakers. They passed a bill rolling back parts of a citizens' initiative governing wastewater standards. But not everyone was happy with that legislation.
We were surprised, shocked, disappointed, and we felt, you know, betrayed by the whole thing.
That's Chip Toma. He's the president of Responsible Cruising for Alaska, and he was one of the lead organizers of the cruise ship initiative that passed in 2006. On top of implementing a head tax, the Citizens Initiative also required cruise ships to meet wastewater standards at the point of discharge. Basically, any water they released had to be fully treated. That portion was struck down by the legislature in February, with the cruise industry arguing that those standards were impossible to meet. Toma thinks that change ignored the will of the voters. Even so, he doesn't plan on taking the issue back to the ballot box. He says his group ultimately chose not to go ahead with the referendum repealing the wastewater discharge bill.
We decided it'd be extremely expensive, extremely hard to gather the signatures in 90 days for our initiative.
By his estimate, a campaign would have cost his group at least $500,000. Toma says they would have needed to launch a huge voter education effort, especially since there are so many other issues that could also be on the ballot.
It's a lot simpler if people know that it's a giveaway of oil and there should be recreational use of marijuana, things like that. Those are clear-cut issues. This one on rolling back the water standards or and making them comply with the copper standard, it's just a little too complex for most people to address.
Now, as far as how the bill has been implemented, not much has changed so far. Michelle Bonnet-Hale directs the Water Division at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
This season, the cruise ships are still operating under exactly the same permit that they've been operating under since 2010. So the only difference this season is that we were able to extend that permit.
If the wastewater discharge bill hadn't passed, cruise ships would have needed to renew their permit if they wanted to release waste in Alaska waters. The permit would have essentially been issued under the same legal framework, but there would have been a public comment period. And there's a possibility that cruise ships would have seen the permit tweaked. Hale says that the major effects of the legislation will be seen over the next couple of years, as her division considers authorizing mixing zones where waste from cruise ships would be diluted. DEC is currently examining the impact those mixing zones would have on water quality and fish habitat. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.